the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening, and we do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and those that's here and those that's tuned in this evening, there's a few people not able to come, but the Lord bless those that's here tonight. Don't forget our prayer and Bible study each Thursday night at 7:30. We're trying to get a change to Wednesday, but at the moment I haven't heard anything back. So it's still Thursday nights at 7:30 prayer and Bible study. And our elder brother John McKinstry will be preaching again this Thursday night. And we certainly enjoyed the word last Thursday night. We enjoyed the word also this morning, where the brother Gary really blessed me. I was really encouraged with the word this morning. And I just thank the Lord for the different ministries. And we heard this morning there's a fivefold ministry. It's not just a one-man show. There's a fivefold ministry for the perfection of the saints. This evening I want us to turn to the book of Exodus. And I want to look at the blood foundation. And I want to specifically pick up from the silver tonight. In the tabernacle, I don't think I've ever preached in this before. I couldn't get away from this thought. I've been all day up in the room, and I wasn't really going to preach in this tonight, but the Lord just seemed to lead me in this direction. And it's amazing, because there is a scripture which I often wondered about. Precious blood of Jesus. I've preached in it before, but this has opened it up a little more. This has really helped me. This bit with the silver, which I'm going to bring out tonight by the help of the Lord. Let's read from verse 11 then of Exodus chapter 30. Verse 11 and 12. We'll read verse 11 to 15 of Exodus 30, and the Lord bless each one. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. This they shall give every one that passeth among them that are numbered half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. Now that's about 35 cents or 26p in our money. That's what it costs, roughly. Now there is a man preached a tremendous sermon about the shackle and the shirt. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that sermon. It's one of the best sermons ever preached. A shackle and a shirt. Now you'd wonder, I'm sure, where that is, but it's in the Bible. Shackle and a shirt. I haven't time to go into the night. I just can't remember the man's name. I have the little sermon at home on it. And it is some message. Shackle and a shirt. Verse 14. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. So it's the same for everybody. And when they give an offering unto the Lord to make atonement for the soul. Let us bow our heads tonight while we ask for the Lord's help and the Lord's blessing on our service this evening. Heavenly Father, we do bow before Thee in the name that is above, far above, every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. We thank You tonight for the precious atonement. We thank You that the blood is the true foundation for the believer. Father, I ask You this evening in the name of Jesus Christ that You will bless Your word till our hearts and speak till us tonight. Help us to rightly divide the word of God. And may You speak to the lives of men and women. Bless Your own people. Save the lost and heal the sick in Jesus' name. I do take the Holy Spirit to help me, and I thank You that You do. I pray for those that's tuned in tonight that needs Your touch. I'm asking You to heal them and touch them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm rebuking the spirit of fear and the spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, I take authority over it by the power of the blood. And I speak health and strength to people this evening. Bless from the youngest to the oldest. And cover us all with your blood. And bind out every devil and demon. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I don't know if Brother Matthew has one of the pictures or not yet of the tabernacle, but the tabernacle in the wilderness which God instructed to Moses to build. In that tabernacle and throughout that tabernacle, everything in it prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything in it, there's nothing that you can look at in the Old Testament tabernacle but what you shall be fit to see the Lord in everything. And the varied colors and the ropes and the boards and the pots, the pans, and every single aspect of it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the very gate going in, upheld with four pillars. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you go into the second veil, there's five pillars, and that's your five epistles. Everything about it is about the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the four different colors. You have the white linen, which is his righteousness. You have the blue, which is the Lord from heaven. You have the red, which speaks of the blood. And then you have the badger skins, which speaks of the humanity or hidden behind the veil. But this is the basic picture of the tabernacle in the wilderness. And this evening, I specifically want to look at these bottom parts. And all of this sits on silver. It sits in silver. And these are silver sockets. And this little building is 45 feet long, 15 feet wide, and 15 feet high. And there's 100 sockets that it sits on. And each socket weighs 100 pounds in weight. Now, we're not talking about 100 pound. Young people think of 100 pounds, 100 pounds. But how many of these brothers know that what 100 pounds was in 112 pounds? 100 weight was 112 pounds. So when you calculate this up, it's 5 ton. Now you need to get this. Because this is a very small building which sits upon 5 ton of silver. So this is a very expensive foundation. And not only is it a very expensive foundation, it's a very solid foundation. And there's something very special in this foundation instructed to us in the Word of God tonight that we're to see. Now this tabernacle in the wilderness is the only building that's ever been erected on a foundation made of pure silver. The entire building rested on blocks of silver, 100 in number, and each block weighing about 100 pounds in weight, as I've said. A total weight of the foundation thereof was 10,000 pounds, or 5 tons. These are 100-pound sockets, what this sits on. If you were to strip this back, and there's other, you see this silver right up the sides of it, and then these are, there's boards. This is gold here. But underneath this gold is boards, wooden boards. And then the wooden boards is overlaid with the gold. And everything in this speaks to the Lord. Now, I can't go into all these things this evening. Every single one of them is a sermon on its own and a massive amount of studying and waiting on God. But we're looking at the silver tonight. So we see all these blocks. This little picture here shows us this little building, 45 feet long, 15 feet wide, 15 feet high, and each block of silver has a hole in it where fitted together two projections of the base. Each upright boards were framed walls were held to this from these projections from this base. These blocks were placed upon the desert ground, the upright boards are placed on the sockets of the silver and their tenons fitting snugly into the foundation stones. These upright boards are then bound together by five golden plated bars which ran right along these walls, as you can see in the pictures of the building, and bound the boards together, and it made the whole wall. So this is some workmanship in this building. You know, there's buildings in the Bible and buildings of ancient times that people would struggle to build today, and the pyramids one of them. And this here's another one. There's some unique things about the tabernacle. You know, the golden candlesticks, one beaten work. That's remarkable. That's another message as well, which I haven't got time to go into tonight. Over this rectangular enclosure were draped four layers of material. One above the other, first fine linen sheets, and maybe there's another picture of a brother Matthew has with the curtains on the top of it, and maybe he'll place it up and you'll see it. These are the curtains on the top of it, and all these curtains speaks of something. Every single one of them speaks of something that was laid over the top of this. And you know, when you see the white's made from linen from the ground, and that speaks of his humanity, but it all speaks of his, also of his righteousness. And the red speaks of his blood, the purple speaks of his royalty, and the blue speaks of the Lord from heaven. Every single thing is Christ. And if ever there was a study, or if ever there was something you want to go into to bring out the Lord Jesus, it's this tabernacle. You can see him in every aspect of it. And when you study this and look at it, you're looking at the Lord. How many can see plainly here these silver right up each side of it, and round it, there's all these silver bits, praise God. The size of an ample living room, really, this is what they could live in, and rested therefore upon foundations that seemed wholly out of proportion to the building itself because of the weight of them. You think of this foundation, people would say it was overdone. That's what they would say, this is overdone. For the building on top, this foundation is overdone. But the foundation is the strength of any building. That's the strength of the building. And the Bible speaks of a sure foundation. And the Bible says that we're to be careful how we build on the foundation that's been laid. And let no other foundation be laid than that which has been laid. The foundation alone weighed 5 tons and was made of solid silver sockets. The tabernacle is a picture, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ and also of the believer who is in Christ. Everything depends upon the foundation. All of it rests upon this base. The silver foundation speaks of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to follow me this evening. In which our entire redemption depends and hinges on is the blood of Jesus Christ. The silver for the foundation was furnished by the children of Israel, who had carried it out of the land of Egypt. It was paid as a redemption tax. Hear me this evening. A redemption tax. A tax upon all who made adults in the congregation of Israel had to pay it. Which every adult of Israel had to pay. If they were a male and they were of age, they had to pay this tax. And it is a redemption tax. Look at our original reading in Exodus 30 verse 11. The 13th, for the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when thou takest a sum of the children of Israel, after the number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. So this is a ransom tax. This has to be paid. This tax of silver, a ransom representing every person. Silver is here called, in this Old Testament, atonement money. It is atonement money, which was required of every single Israelite. None were exempt from it, but they all had to pay it. Failure to furnish the silver meant death and the cutting off from the assembly of Israel. The amount, however, which was to be given by each individual was easily within all the reach. The rich, the poor alike, it was very, very a small amount which they had to pay, but in an aggregate amount that, you know, that word means all together made up to 5 tons. So everyone had to give a small amount, half a shekel, which is 35 cents or 26p. But when you took all the 26p's together, the 35 cents, the half a shekel, and back then, it made 5 tons. So when it all came together, it was a lot. But yet it cost the individual very little. But yet, though it cost very little, they had to pay. It was required of God to be done. Praise God. And the Bible speaks of atonement. And this atonement is always to be by blood. Without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22, there's no remission of sins. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Almost all things. But without the shedding of blood is no remission. Praise God. Now we'll leave that scripture. We'll come to it a little later in the service. Praise God. And the atonement is always to be by blood. And so when we find the silver foundation upon which the tabernacle rested, signified that it was built upon atoning blood of a substitute. On this foundation, the blood of atonement, the tabernacle of our redemption is built. And only those who had furnished the half shekel of silver could be numbered amongst the children of Israel. Failure to pay the blood tax meant certain death. And no one today is a true born-again Christian if they have not accepted the blood atonement of Jesus Christ by faith. It doesn't matter what claims they have or what names above the door, they're dead in sin and trespasses if they don't have the atonement by faith. And they were required to have this, and if they didn't have this, it was certain death. And it is death today without the blood atonement. Now think with me for a moment of David's son. And David done something that he shouldn't have done. And God wasn't happy with it. And I want you to think of this for a moment. Many years later, King David was to be painfully reminded of this lesson. That there can be no numbering of the people without atonement money. You can't number them without atonement money. There's people today and they're counting numbers in churches, but they're not born again. They're not under the blood of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what numbers you have or what names above a building, if they're not under the blood of Jesus Christ, they're not the children of God. They're lost. Amen. And here's a perfect picture in the Bible of that very lesson. That they were numbered, but yet with all, even though they were numbered, without the atonement money, they were lost, and it was only half a shekel. Now you could study that in 2 Samuel chapter 24, or 1 Chronicles chapter 21, but I'm not going to go till it this evening. I don't want to hold you long. This is just a short little message. But I'm going to get into the tabernacle again. I feel inspired of the Lord to go into it and bring out things I've never preached before from it. And I'm going to do it with the help of the Lord. Praise God. We have the record of David's great sin. He commanded the people to be numbered. And over the objection of Joab, ordered a census. But failure to collect the half shekel of silver resulted in the death of 70,000 people. So he did it without doing it the way God said. And you cannot be a Christian without coming God's atonement. Without the atonement, without the shedding of blood, you'll never enter heaven, you'll never be saved. God is only one provided way. That's the blood foundation. There's no other foundation. 70,000 of these men of Israel, only those, therefore, who built on the blood, who claim the atonement, can be numbered with God's people. Now this silver collected by Moses from all the adult males in Israel was melted into 100 sockets of silver. 100 sockets. That's what it made. And this tabernacle sat upon it. In Exodus 38, verse 25 to 27. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,750 shekels, after the shekel of a sanctuary. A beka for every man that is half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,000 and 5,050 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary. So it numbers them 100 sockets of silver. And the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of 100 talents, and a talent for the sockets. Praise God. So there's other silver in this building, but I'm only dealing with a foundation here tonight, praise God. The tabernacle in Israel therefore rested entirely upon a foundation of silver. You need to get this part. It didn't rest on anything else. It rested completely and wholly upon silver. And silver represents the blood, because it is atonement money. Praise God. The atonement money collected from the children of Israel, silver, therefore becomes in this Bible symbol and a figure of the price of atonement. Hebrews 9:22. As there is no atonement without blood, no atonement without blood, this silver therefore immediately points to the blood, and especially to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Leviticus 17 verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. And we heard this morning the most precious thing God could give was his own precious son. He couldn't give nothing better. That was the best he had, but it was enough. It was more than enough. Amen? Silver then is definitely and beyond question or doubt atonement money, atonement by blood. And therefore the silver in the tabernacle speaks of blood, and the tabernacle rested upon the foundation of blood. This silver foundation becomes a symbol, and a most beautiful symbol, of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed on Calvary's cross, in which our whole redemption rests, and is built as on the only foundation there is the blood. There's no other foundation. Just the blood. Not the blood plus. Not the church plus. It's nothing to do with church. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22, and you can turn to it, but I want to read it from another translation tonight. In fact, under the law, almost everything is purified by means of the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is neither release from sin and its guilt, nor the remission of the due merit and punishment for sins. Jesus Christ paid it, and it's only through the blood that you have remission from sins and its guilt. You see, there's lots of things you could say. Almost all things by the law are purged. Almost all things. When you take Hebrews, there in the original reading, in verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Almost all things. And he's referring to this Old Testament, because he didn't put the blood on the priest's garments, and there's certain things that the blood didn't go on, but almost everything else. But then I want you to spiritualize that a wee bit more this evening. The Old Testament sacrifices covered sin, but it never took it away. But the blood of Jesus Christ divorces us from sin. It takes us from us. It washes us from sin. Not only did the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from all sin and from all unrighteousness, but the blood of Jesus Christ does something that the Old Testament blood could never do. It clears the conscience. Amen. It clears the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Your conscience could never be cleared under an old atonement, but under the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ, not only did he cleanse your sins and forgive your sins and removes them into the sea of God's forgetfulness, but he clears your conscience. So that the sins of thy youth you shall remember no more. No one can point a finger at you, sister, or you, brother, until you've done this and you've done that. You might have been guilty, but you're forgiven. Paul says some of us were fornicators, some of us were adulterers, but we're now clean, we're now pure, we're now in Christ Jesus. This is our blood atonement this evening, our foundation. This is where you work from. This is where you come up from. The blood foundation. Praise God. Our redemption has been bought with a precious price. It was the price of the blood of the Son of God. For this silver under the tabernacle was merely a type of the blood of the Savior. It's only a type of the blood of the Savior. It is atonement money. Blood money. You paid for it. And Christ was what God, we're bought. Redeemed means bought We're no longer the devil's. We're no longer even our own. We belong to the Lord. Sister, you belong to the Lord. Brother, you belong to the Lord. He's paid a price for you. Amen. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, "For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19. "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold." Why does the Bible mention silver? Can you see why tonight? Can you see that we've took this study from the silver? And the silver paid this foundation, and the silver was the money you had to pay. But the Lord's redeemed us with something even more precious than silver. And silver was a type, but we're not working with a type no more. It was just a prefigure. We're working with a real thing now. We're working with Christ Himself. No longer a substitute, but the Lord of glory. The Lord Himself. Praise God. "From your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot." It's called precious blood. It means that it is tremendous. You know, it's of a tremendous worth. That's why it's precious. It's of a tremendous value. It's of a tremendous worth. Something that's precious, you can't really buy. It was priceless. I would say tonight it's priceless. Let me put it to God. It's priceless. There's nothing in this world could buy it. It's so valuable. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And yet it's free. Amen. It's free. It was precious because it was the blood of God. This is why this blood is so dear. This is why this blood is so precious. It's not the blood of a Jew or of a Gentile. It is the blood of God Himself. Precious blood. Praise God. Not just the blood of a man. No, this statement seems to be strange or bold tonight. Let me say this. We would remind you that the Bible clearly teaches that it was the blood of God which was shed in Calvary. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was not derived from a man, but it was divine blood. Divine contribution. The blood of God, Jesus Christ, was virgin born without a human father. The blood of Christ was a divine contribution. And Paul settles this question beyond dispute and doubt. Now remember, the Bible says the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. God is a father of Jesus Christ. Acts 20 verse 28, and I'm almost finished. "Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He has purchased with His own blood." This is the blood of God that's purchased the church. My brother, my sister, this evening, you have been purchased not with just some commodity, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, God's blood. This is the most precious thing there is. This is the true foundation of every Christian believer, that your foundation's the blood. The blood's our foundation. And no matter what door you come under or what name you come under, it doesn't mean your right to go to heaven and your right to meet God. It's the blood you have to come under. You need to appropriate the atonement of Christ on the cross. Apply the blood of faith of Christ by faith on your life, on your seed, born again of the Spirit of God, and you're ready to meet the Lord. Jesus Christ, we know, was God in flesh. Here we see the blood of God. Jesus is God, and therefore His blood is the blood of Almighty God. Spurgeon called Him the God-man. No wonder Peter calls it precious blood. Everything, therefore, depends upon the blood because it is divine blood. Divine blood. Now, there's something else this evening about this blood. You could not redeem me because your blood is no more valuable than my blood. Now, an animal couldn't redeem me either. It only covered sin. It never fully paid the ultimate price of redemption. But something had to come that was superior. And that was God manifested in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. And he shed his precious blood on the cross to redeem us, to buy us back to himself. And we're the Lord's this evening. We're no longer our own. You know, I read here on Wednesday evening, as I came early, I was waiting for the service, and Brother John was preaching, and Brother Jeff Annett gave me a great wee book of Spurgeon's testimony some time ago. And I began to read it here on Wednesday evening as I opened up early to warm the hall up. Or Thursday evening, sorry. And I read there that Spurgeon come under great conviction. And Spurgeon said he would have done anything to get peace with God, and he couldn't get it. He said he would gladly have the stripes put on his back that was placed on the Savior. He would gladly have went on his knees. He'd have done anything he would ask to do to get peace, but he couldn't get it. And he said every church he went to, their message was of no hope. What they were preaching never helped them. It never brought them to the means of salvation. It was a waste of time. But this particular Sunday, as a young man about 17, it snowed. Maybe even younger than 17. And he couldn't get to the normal church he went to. But he ventured out to the wee Methodist building. And there was only 15 people in that building that morning. And the pastor wasn't even there. The main preacher wasn't there. There was a layman there. And the layman took the scripture, "Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved." And that preacher took that simple text from the Bible and he expounded on it simply as a farmer with not much education. But he said, "It's not look to yourself. It's look unto me, the Savior." And you see, when Spurgeon got saved that morning, God changed him. And by the time he was 21 years of age, he got a call to Street Park Metropolitan Tabernacle. And it was empty when he went. He was only about 19 or something when he went. He preached one sermon. He never went one day to Bible school. He preached one sermon and they wanted him for pastor after one sermon. And by the time he was 21, 6,000 attended the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, England. And God saved that man on the strength of one scripture. Don't look at yourself. Look at me. Simple. But it blessed me even when I read it many, many years. This is in the 1800s, by the way, when Spurgeon was saved. Such a long time ago. And God's word is so simple. And if we see these silver sockets, 100 of them, that formed the foundation for this tabernacle, that God gave Moses these instructions. You have to really conceive this. God gave Moses these instructions in every single bit of wood and bit of silver and everything that Moses instructed to go into this speaks of Christ. I can assure you I could preach a lot of sermons from the book of Exodus. And then if I was to go over to the book of Leviticus and you go into all them sacrifices, you could preach the gospel from so many other places. This Bible is all Christ. It's all about the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. I'm closing this evening with that scripture. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The blood is our foundation tonight. Dear man, dear woman, maybe there's somebody watching in tonight and you're tormented. The thing that can release you is the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin and from all unrighteousness. "Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the driven snow." Let's stand to their feet tonight, and I'm going to pray perhaps for those listening in with a need this evening. Can you say you're saved tonight? Man or woman watching in this evening, can you say you're saved? Are you on this foundation? Are you under the blood of Jesus Christ? Or you're working with some dead religion or some dead name. The Bible says they have a name, they live, but they're dead. There is a name tonight that's above every name. The name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God this evening that my Bible tells me in Joel and in Romans and the book of Acts that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever, that includes everybody and excludes nobody, that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you saved tonight? Are you on this true foundation? I would appeal to you to come to Christ. Come to Christ. Make a full confession in your living room, in your car, to Christ. Come to Him. Tell Him you're a sinner and He'll receive you as you are. And He'll cleanse you and He'll make you clean with His own precious blood. I'm going to pray for those listening in tonight, and I want you to look at me in this camera this evening and put your hand forward as I put my hand forward and pray. And in this room that want God's touch tonight, I want you to believe God that the affection, fervent prayer of a righteous man can avail much. And we are all righteous because of the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight that the blood of Christ as our true foundation. No other foundation can be laid. We thank you for this silver of atonement, how it speaks of you, Lord, and your precious blood. And all the building rests upon this work of this foundation. Lord, your word says this is a stone which was set at naught of the builders, but now has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved, other than the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the sister tonight that needs your touch. Father, I ask you now to touch her and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for the man that needs your touch. Pray you'll touch him and heal him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the boy or girl that needs your touch, touch them right now and heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for any in this room that needs your touch them in their body. Touch them in their finances. Touch them in their innermost being. By the touch of God. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray you'll bless your word to all of our hearts. And Father, you bless the song leader as he comes and bless your people. As we bless you and we thank you for this atonement tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as a brother Gary comes.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's sing that. Amen.